It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi again, and here we are once again for another Border Crossings Hour of requests and dedications. If you'd like to join us from Studio 4 in downtown Washington, D.C. at the Voice of America, give us a call, 202-619-2077. Again, the phone number is 202-619-2077. The lines are open for the hour, and you can call in just like Rob Gong. Rob Gong from Nigeria did, and asked us to roar with Katy Perry. This is Border Crossings. We welcome you to our show.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that.
And that's what a Katy Perry roar sounds like. That is a request from Rob Gong, who has tuned into the show from Nigeria. He called in for the request, 202-619-2077. And Katy Perry now has a new flame, according to all the tabloids. If you believe what you read, she has eyes for actor Orlando Bloom, who appeared in Pirates of the Caribbean and quite a few other films. The two of them seemed very flirty with one another at the Golden Globes. And it was, in my opinion, pretty easy to get flirty with Katy because she was looking gorgeous at the show. And they were also seen dancing together and holding hands at the after party, after the Golden Globes. So take it for what it's worth. They seem to like each other. But according to some of the other tabloids I've been reading, and I spend far too much time reading tabloids, but according to some of the other articles, she still has a relationship that's ongoing with John Mayer. So not really sure where that's all standing, but hey, you know, she's single. She's not married, so single and ready to mingle, as they say. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Speaking of Golden Globes, they are usually an indication of what's going to happen at the Oscars. And this morning, the nominees for the Academy Awards show, which airs on television in March, have been announced. So I'm going to share them with you right now. For Best Picture, very similar to the Golden Globes, Spotlight, The Revenant, which did win Best Picture at the Golden Globes, Mad Max, Fury Road, The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Room, and The Martian. And of that list of films, I only saw The Martian with Matt Damon, which was a very good film. And I'm looking forward to seeing The Revenant. I can't get my daughter to see it. She said, I don't like films from the 1700s. Doesn't interest me, but it looks like a great film. Best Actor in a Film, Leonardo DiCaprio, who won the Golden Globe for his role in The Revenant. Matt Damon, The Martian. Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs, which is the guy behind Apple and his story. Bryan Cranston for Trumbo, and Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl. And lead actress Brie Larson, she won the Golden Globe for her role in Room. Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn, Cate Blanchett, Carol, Jennifer Lawrence in Joy. She also got a Golden Globe. Charlotte Rampling for the film 45 Years. So there you have an idea. Now, one thing that was kind of exciting at the Golden Globes was the fact that Sylvester Stallone won the Best Supporting Actor Golden Globe for Creed. He's nominated for the same at the Oscars. That would be by far the biggest applause at the Golden Globes. Everybody is behind Sylvester Stallone for, you know, playing Rocky yet again in another film and finally getting acknowledged, because over the years, Rocky never got acknowledged for much. But congratulations to all of the nominees for the Golden Globes and for the Oscars. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings. Coming up, Messe Alemu requested this song on Sheger FM 102.1. And this is Bruno Mars on Border Crossings with It Will Rain.
If you ever leave me, baby, leave some morphine at my door, 'cause it would take a whole lot of medication to realize what we used to have, we don't have it anymore. From walking out the door, 'cause they'll be no sir.
Border Crossings, he's Bruno Mars, and he wishes it will rain. I don't want it to rain. I don't want it to snow. I like some sunshine every now and then. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. Give us a call, give us your request, and give us your mailing address, and we'll send you a 2016 VOA calendar, 202-619-2077. You can also email Border Crossings at voa.gov. And you can go to twitter.com, tweet BCVOA, or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Last night, we set history here in the United States with the largest Powerball lottery prize ever. $1.5 billion for a lottery. A lot of places around the world have lotteries for visas, green cards. Some do money just like the United States. $1.5 billion is a lot of money. It can make somebody very, very rich, which may not necessarily buy happiness, but it can certainly bring you a lot of money. And they have winners. I mean, they hadn't had winners in this contest for a while, but in last night's drawing, according to the lottery officials as of a few hours ago, there are 12 matching five of the six numbers. And I think I heard this morning four matched all the numbers. So four people so far, four or five anyway. I'm not sure exactly the winning number, but I know that there's three of them from Maryland where I live. I live that close to a billionaire. Wow. Could have been me. I could have been a contender, as Rocky used to say. But I bought some of those Powerball tickets, just didn't pay off. But that's the big news right here in the United States right now, is this big Powerball lottery. I've got some other big news. Big news on Border Crossings. Here it is for you. Coming up very soon, the Now 57 CD giveaway. The Now 57 CD will be going on sale very soon, and we will have a bunch of them to give away. In fact, throughout the month of February, which is coming up, and the CD includes Justin Bieber, Sorry, which is currently number one, Demi Lovato, Confident, Ariana Grande, Focus, Ellie Goulding, On My Mind, Selena Gomez, Same Old Love, Flo Rida, My House, The Weeknd with The Hills, Alicia Cara Here, Taylor Swift's Wildest Dreams, Daya, Hideaway, DNCE, Cake by the Ocean, Andy Grammer, Good to Be Alive, Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime, Ex-Ambassadors, Renegades, Charlie Puth, One Call Away. That's the Now 57 CD. We'll have it, and you can win it here on Border Crossings, starting in February, which is a few weeks away. All right, up next, we've got a request for Surafel Hailu in Ethiopia. It says, I am your biggest fan, and I want a song played for a friend of mine who just got killed. And his name was Sammy Katema. The song is Puff Daddy's old song, and my friend was a Mada Wallabu University graduating student. And unfortunately, met with an untimely death. Sorry about that, Surafel. Loss is always tough to deal with. This is an appropriate song about missing someone. P. Diddy, coming up for you on Border Crossings.
Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Take one. day we pray for you. Till the day we meet again, in my heart is where I keep you, friend. Memories give me the strength I need to proceed, strength I need to believe. My thoughts big, I just can't define. Wish I could turn back the hands of time. Us in the six, shop for new clothes and kicks. You and me taking flicks, making hits, stages they receive you on. Still can't believe you're gonna give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause
Cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Border Crossings, can't love anybody unless you love yourself first. And that is Justin Bieber. And a request from Caleb Ashanafi, who's listening to Border Crossings. Thank you, Caleb, for your request. Justin Bieber is worth an estimated $200 million. And he's only 21. And he did an interview with Us Weekly where he said he doesn't want to get into a relationship. He wants to remain single so he can focus on his music. He's got a tour coming up. He's got his album out. The song we just played, Love Yourself, was the first number one hit of 2016 in the UK on the pop charts there. He's number one in the US with his song Sorry right now. So he's on a roll. Why get tied down? However, Us Weekly has a story, and the headlines read, Haley Baldwin demanded Justin Bieber man up and stop stringing her along. He's been seeing Haley Baldwin for a while. She's a 19-year-old model. The two of them went on a big vacation to the Caribbean together over the holidays. So they posted a photo on social media kissing and looking lovey-dovey with one another. Meanwhile, just a couple days ago, he was seen with Kendall Jenner again. So he's had an on-and-off thing with her. And so Haley said, it's me or it's no one. I mean, I'm not sticking around. So apparently he said, okay, you know, he wants to be faithful and loyal to her, which would be a first for him. I mean, you know. But, you know, then again, think about it. He's 21 and he's making $40 million a year, $200 million in the bank. Why get tied down? Play the field, my man. Play the field. This is Border Crossings. Thank you for joining us. 202-619-2077. That's the number to call for your requests and dedications. And I want to say hello to all our Facebook followers, to Fadzwa Sithol, who is listening and posted a message and said it's been a while. Nice to have you back, to Fadzwa. Niambo Jacob is with us. Mary Buckman, Daniel Luli, Solomon Agustrus, Julieta Narnar. Also heard from, let's see, who else? Vincent Liu, Germania Lenciano. Thank you, everybody, for going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and posting your request. We got a phone call from Brazil, and Rusko called us up. 202-619-2077 is the number. And Rusko's been waiting patiently to hear this R. Kelly song, which is called Happy People from a few years back. Here's R. Kelly on Border Crossings.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on.
Oh, 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 yeah.
when the DJ's playing our favorite groove.
We stand to win the whole night through.
And what do? When we're all dressed up and in the mood,
we stand to what a step us through.
Where do we go soon as the weekend gets here?
The club.
Why?
To party and have some fun.
What is it that can come and take away all your stress? Tell me.
Music.
Of all the questions you have passed my test.
Sings, and that's R. Kelly, stepping to the right and stepping to the left. Just watch what you step in, R. Kelly. That is a request from George Wambayi, who's listening to Border Crossings here today, and also Roscoe in Brazil. R. Kelly turned 49 on January 8th. So happy birthday to R. Kelly. His new album, Buffet, went to number one on the R&B charts when it came out. It's his 13th album. And he's very happy about the album's success. One thing he's not happy about is talking about his past relations. He's been asked repeatedly about not only being married to Aaliyah when she was only 15, But a couple of years ago, you may recall, he was accused of having inappropriate photos of minors inside of a duffel bag he was carrying around and things like that. So that got kind of ugly, and he was on trial for that, I guess, for a little while, and faced a possibility of prison time, which didn't end up happening. But he was being asked about that during a Huffington Post interview 2 weeks ago, and he said, "We're not going there." And then he asked the host, "Do you happen to know what a deposition is?" And then he got up and he left the interview. He walked away, not too happy. He stepped to the right and he stepped to the left. Then he stepped out the door. I want to say hello to Joseph in Nigeria, Letitia Ishimwe, who's in Rwanda. Are we back on in Rwanda? I know that we were moved to midnight in Rwanda, but I don't know. Letitia, let us know how you're hearing us. I hope we're back on. I hope we're on prime time in the afternoon like we used to be. Heard from Annie Ofe, Edward, also Jahangir, and Gebekan Gideon, who's with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up, I have a Taylor Swift request for Callie Memo, who said, "I became a fan of your page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London today," which was just this past week. "I've always enjoyed your music, and I want to hear a song from Taylor Swift, if you wouldn't mind playing it." And also George Wambayi wants this song from Taylor Swift. And George also requested a calendar from us for himself in Kenya and gave us his mailing address in Nairobi, Kenya. So we'll make sure and get that to you. Taylor Swift was out on a dinner date with her man, Calvin Harris, last night. And they were having dinner in Santa Monica, California, when a young male fan went up to the table and asked to take a photo with Taylor Swift in the middle of dinner. Very rude. Very inappropriate. The story on People.com doesn't say whether she obliged and took the photo or not, but they wrote the story that said how rude that this person would kind of interfere in their private time, in their dinner date. So here is Taylor Swift on Border Crossings. This one's called Wildest Dreams from Taylor's 1989 album. You've got Border Crossings.
He said, "Let's get out of this town. Drive out of the city. Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever. Staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks.
say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Say you'll remember me.
I'm Taylor Swift, and you're listening to Larry London on The Voice of America.
Border Crossings, tick-tock, tick-tock, clocks. And Coldplay for Kelly Momo, who is listening to our show and made that request. Coldplay have a new album out now. It's their seventh album called A Head Full of Dreams. And there is a rumor that this will be their last album. It's their seventh, and there is kind of a hint. They've been saying, you know, we've been doing this a long time. But they really haven't stated this is the last album, but people are kind of connecting the dots and just wondering if Chris Martin's going in another direction. The new album contains songs with Gwyneth Paltrow, who was once married to Chris Martin. Also, Chris's current girlfriend sings on the new album, as does Beyoncé. And that was the big news story about a week ago when it was revealed and announced. Yahoo Sports and a number of other sources announced that Beyoncé will be making a guest appearance during Coldplay's Super Bowl halftime performance in February. February 7th in Santa Clara, California, during Super Bowl 50. So that's going to be an exciting event, and we're looking forward to seeing Coldplay perform, and I'm sure there's going to be more surprises. Pepsi sponsoring it, so I know it's going to be huge, and we shall see exactly what happens. But I look forward to that. Feb 7, whoever's in it, my prediction be another New England-Seattle again. That's what I think. I think it's going to be a matchup of those two teams. Unless Carolina messes things up for New England, we shall see. All right. Augustino Jao Jose is tuned into the show and said, hello, sir. I'm tuned in. Amara Henry is listening in regards to mom and sis, who are also listening. Edward David Wilson checked in from Ghana, said, happy New Year, everybody. Gebekan Gideon checked in as well and is tuned in Nigeria. And said, say hello to Niambo Jacob and Gebeken. I guess they're all friends together, hanging out. Mentioned to Fadzwa in Zimbabwe a little while ago. Niambo Jacob, listening to Border Crossings in Nigeria. Mary Buckman in Ghana on 98.1 FM. John Samson Amawas, said hello to all the listeners. Jaro Ali Nene is tuned in to Border Crossings, said hello, Larry. I mentioned Daniel in Addis Ababa. Vincent Liu. Let's see, who else? Rhea Lorvin, we heard from, and Mulgari Machuki in Kisii, Kenya. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. Up next, we've got a request not from Kenya, but for Kenyi. His name is Kenyi Justine Lillian. Maybe it's a girl. In South Sudan, and asked us to play this Jason Derulo song and dedicated to Edward and all the football fans who love football. This song is by an artist whose name is Jason Derulo. I'm sure you know Jason. Jason is going to be debuting a new song for a program on television called Guitar Center Sessions. And his new song is called Try Me. So that's a little bit of Jason Derulo news. And also, he has been dating a young lady named Daphne Joy. She's a very beautiful girl from the Philippines. And she was once involved with 50 Cent. And so now she's dating Jason Derulo. Here's Jason on Border Crossings. I hope you enjoy this request. This one features Jennifer Lopez, and it's called Try Me.
I like the way that your body move all over the floor. Nah, nah, nah. I'd like to find a way to get in you, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna talk to you, baby. Say what's on your mind. Girl, tell me anything that you wanna do, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't we all just looking for some love in the night? Got a crazy feeling that I fit you just right. So try me in the morning when the sun comes rising up. Try me in the afternoon, bet you just can't get enough.
And get to know each other more.
Nah, nah, nah.
It's all on your face. I know you like what you see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the one for you, baby, but you can take your time.
I'ma take my time.
Let the music bring your body to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we are just looking for some love in the night.
Looking for some
got
love.
Got a crazy feeling that I fit you just right.
So try me in the morning. When the sun comes rising up,
try me in the afternoon. Bet
body closer.
Finna,
I wanna feel your skin up on mine.
Like I already know you. I'm grabbing that ass from behind. As sweet that tea wine. I got chills down my spine. As sweet that tea wine. Girl, we might be meant to be.
Yeah. So try me in the morning when the sun comes rising up.
Try me in the afternoon. Bet you just can't get enough.
Try me.
London on VOA One's Border Crossings.
Under a pale blue sky, you never felt so cold. Another sleepless night. How could you ever let go?
Border Crossings, they are known as Youngblood Hawk, and it's the team of Alice and Simon Katz from Los Angeles, California. They put the group together in 2011, and that song was their debut release. And in August 2012, it was named on iTunes as a Song of the Week. And that's from their debut album, which is called Wake Up. Here on Border Crossings, a request from Elise Manirakiza, who listens to Border Crossings and wrote us on Facebook. Thank you very much for joining us. Speaking of our Facebook page, I encourage you to go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I just posted a new video, which is Adele doing karaoke. But not karaoke in the sense that you'd go in a club and sing karaoke on stage. This is karaoke, or karaoke, as we call it in America, which is done in an actual car with a late-night TV talk show host here in the U.S. He's from England, but he's on the air every night in America. James Corden's his name. And this is a 13-minute video of the two of them driving around Los Angeles together, singing Adele songs together, and doing crazy stuff. And if you're a fan of Adele, like I am, then you'll definitely want to check this video out. Go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I realize it's not easy for everyone to do that. Sometimes the internet can be expensive, but if you happen to have the opportunity or the resources, please go to our Facebook page and check it out. facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Ayub Tilohun checked in on our Facebook page. Chris Brook, Saleshi, and Miskana Shimelis also listening to Border Crossings on this great Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal. We'll start the weekend together, and I'll give you more details about the upcoming Now 57 CD giveaway right here on Border Crossings. Thank you, Rob, our engineer, Vince, our producer-director. My name is Larry London. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.